The Arizona Cardinals got the NFL week started last night, losing at home to the Seattle Seahawks. And among all of the players, coaches, assistants, and everyone else on the sidelines was Dr. Javier Cardenas. He's a football fan, but he was there as the director of the Barrow Concussion Network at Barrow Neurological Institute. Cardenas is part of a new program instituted by the NFL this year to have neurologists on the sidelines of each team at each game.
The Unaffiliated Neurotrauma Consultant Program is a program that is sponsored by the NFL. So this is actually something in which we are contracted with the NFL, not with the Arizona Cardinals. We provide a service to the visiting team and to the home team in which we serve as neurologists and neurosurgeons to consult for any injury that might be a concussion or spinal cord injury. We also spot injuries from the sidelines, and we communicate with the athletic trainer who is a spotter in the video booth above.
So what have you seen so far, standing as close as you have been?
It's been very interesting since the season started. In the preseason, we see a lot of athletes who are really gunning and trying to impress their coaches. And by that, we see a lot more injuries. Lately, I've seen better tackling, fewer injuries. And I think that's in part because we have the starting team, as well as people who have been doing this for a while, and they're warm and they're loose and they have better techniques.
So have you run into a situation yet where you've seen something that you think might be an injury and the player's like, no, I'm fine?
There are a number of instances, in fact, when we've called up to the spotter and said, hey, number 52, whoever it may be, they took a head-to-head hit. They should be evaluated. The athletic trainer for the team will then evaluate them. At any point they feel that we need to do a greater evaluation, a neurological assessment, we do so. In the cases thus far, we've been very conservative and called many, many collisions. We've assessed them, and the vast majority of them do not have symptoms of concussion.
Are the players generally receptive to meeting with you?
Absolutely. You know, this has really been something that's been instituted and promoted by the athletes, and they are all for it.
Standing as close as you are to the action, does it give you a sort of a different perspective as to maybe what causes these injuries, or maybe ways that the league or the players could try to prevent more of them?
You know, there is a time when I do get a little bit of a chill, and that's during a kickoff or during a punt return. And that's because those collisions are as fast as they get. But the league has instituted a number of changes, including moving the kickoff closer so that there are more touchbacks.
Yeah, you see a lot fewer returns, right?
Correct. But I honestly do get nervous when I see the returns because those movements are just so fast.
Do you think it's realistic, or maybe even would be a good idea, to try to incorporate, if not this exact program, something like it to the college and high school football levels?
Well, we're actually trying to do just that. At Arizona State University, we are modeling a program based on the NFL. Of course, it has to be very different because of logistics and resources. But at Arizona State University, we are trying to institute what's called the Sideline Neurological Assessment Program, or SNAP, in which we are working with the team physicians to provide a very similar service. At the high school level, it would be a greater challenge simply because of the number of games played.